Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Oh, I was on mute. Sorry about that. Whole Heart Alchemy is the show, and we're here to have Lila chip away at those heart walls and do some energetic clearing. So let's get Lila to explain more before we jump in. Lila, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Nicole. It's a great pleasure to be able to do this for people. Yeah, so I'm an emotion code, body code, and soon-to-be belief code practitioner. These are all modalities developed by Dr. Bradley Nelson and his team at Discover Healing. And the heart wall is probably the primary issue that needs to be resolved when starting on this journey of healing, at least through the body code and emotion code. So what it's about is the release of a wall that we literally build around our hearts to protect us from whatever crops up in life. You know, it could be abuse, it could be a broken heart from a bad affair. Anything that you can think of can cause a heart wall. And the beauty of this is when you release the heart wall and it's full of emotions, and when it's released, you really feel more connected to people. You feel more open, you feel lighter. You're more likely to actually do the things you want to do because you're not so bound up, literally, right behind this wall. So it's a pleasure to be able to do this for people. And, I'd say we can get started here, right?
Okay, let's get started. So we're going to area code 203. 203, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, hello, both of you. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm okay. Lila, last time you worked on me, there was nothing to work on, but I thought I'd call in anyway because I hit depression pretty quickly, and it almost feels like it's a root, and I'm hopefully ready to somehow get it out. I don't know if anything will come up or not, but worth a try with you.
Okay. Well, I'm doing heart walls here, so I don't know that I can do a regular session type.
Okay.
But let me just check in. I'm going to just briefly connect and see. Oops, is there a heart wall present? My name is Pat. So do you have a heart wall present? No. Is there a hidden heart wall? No. So I'm getting that whatever is happening is not a heart wall, which is good, but there are other things that can be healed.
Okay.
But that would require an appointment with me, so.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for the opportunity to check in. And happy
holidays. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Happy holidays.
Okay. Thanks, Pat. So you can't do the other ones on the air?
It just takes too long. A real session.
We
what
actually
I'm doing
don't
with
have
the heart,
any
well,
other callers right now, which is why I'm asking.
Oh. Well, I could do... Well, here, okay, if you're willing to be a guinea pig, I could do a belief code session on you. I'm not certified in belief code yet. I will be, hopefully, before the end of the year. But, you know, I could do one for you if you like. That would be great. So as long
Pat?
As there are no other callers. Oh, she's still
there? Are you
there?
Still there, Pat?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Nicole,
did you want to try the experimental session?
Yes, I thought you were asking for it, Nicole. Thank you.
Oh, no. No. I'm just pushing buttons today.
Okay, so I'm going to change gears. And, I think I'm still connected to you, Pat. Yes, I am. Okay. Well, you need to, first I'll explain what the belief code is. It is a modality, the latest modality created by Discover Healing, that actually gets to the root of a belief system. So we can have beliefs and release them. We can do that through meditation. We can do that through, you know, inner work. But rarely do we actually get to the actual source of the belief, which is a belief system. So if you think of a belief system like a tree, it has branches, it has a trunk, it has roots, and it's growing in soil. So the branches are the negative programs, and those are going to be higher up, closer to conscious awareness. So you might, there could be 1 to 4 of them, and you might recognize 1 or 2, but you might recognize all, or you may recognize none of them. That's, I've had that happen. The trunk is the limiting beliefs. So those are deeper beliefs that may not be of your conscious awareness. Then the roots are the faulty core belief, is just one of those. And then there's a faulty core identity, which is the soil. So the idea here is to chop off the branches, cut down the trunk, uproot the tree, and amend the soil. So what I'm going to need from you, Pat, is a belief, that is holding you back. And, you know, it could be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, the belief is that I do not have control over my depression, cannot get rid of it on my own.
Okay, let's see. I'm typing it out. Okay, so don't have control over your depression. All right, now, is there a belief system around that? Yes, there is. Okay. And is it, let me move something over here in my computer. All right, is it a basic belief system? All right, so it's a basic belief system, which is basically what I just described. There are other types of belief systems, but this one's very doable. Okay, so what I have in front of me on my screen is our 7 categories that correspond to the chakras. So the first one is survival, which is the root. The second one is passion, which is the sacral. The third is power, which is the solar plexus. Then you have love, communication, insight, which is the third eye, and divine, which is the crown chakra. And they're all based on various statements. So what I'm going to ask is so there is a belief system here that we can release. Yep. So I'm going to be saying, is it left side, right side? This is part of the drawback of doing it on radio because nobody can see what I'm doing. I'm trying to explain that. But is this on the left side? Yeah. So is it divine, communication, power, or survival? I have two, when I say left side or right side, I have 2 columns in front of me. So left side, left column. All right. So I'm going to be saying that a lot. Is it on the left side? Is it codependency, sabotage, victim? All right, so under survival, I have 6 subcategories, which are codependency, control, sabotage, safety, victim, and worth. And I got victim. And there are how many statements? There are 7 sections underneath that. So each one contains, I don't know, maybe 10 statements each. It varies depending on the vibrational energy of that statement. So, okay, is it section 1, 2, 3? All right, it's 3, which has 10 statements. All right, so there are statements here. Well, the first one is, because this happened to me, I can't blank. So you fill in the blank, but that's not it. Everything is ruined. I'm wrong about everything. I'm a victim. I'm always blamed. I'm always judged. I'm always wrong. Okay, so I'm always blamed is what's coming up is strong. And I'm going to, okay. So that's the first one. Is there another negative program? Oh, these are the negative, I'm sorry, I did not explain this part. So what we're working on here are the negative programs, the top, the branches of the tree. So I'm just going to be identifying them first. So that may take a little time, but the cool thing is we get to see the structure of the tree. So is there another negative program? Yes. Is it on the left side? Right. Insight, love, passion. a passion is of the sacral chakra. Is it on the left side? Is it choices? Oh, and the subcategories in here are choices, death, financial, scarcity, sexuality, and time and trust. So this one is choice. Okay, this one is trust. And there are three sections of negative statements here. This is section 1, 2, 3. All right, section 3. Oh, didn't open up. Okay, so this has 9 statements. And, okay, so I can't trust my thoughts is the first. I must do everything on my own. I need to question my choices and capabilities again and again. I can't rely on others. I won't be able to trust myself. That comes in strong. It's not my character. Yeah, so number 6, I won't be able to trust myself is what comes in strong. Okay, and so is there another negative program? Yes, there is. So I'm going back to the main page, and I'm going to ask, is it on the left side, right? It's on the right again. So is it insight, love? All right, so the next category is love. And is this on the left side? So is it feelings? Yeah, this under the love category, there are 8 subcategories, which are feelings, children, family, others, parents, partners, self, and responsibility. The one I got was feelings, so that's the first one on the list. And there are 5 sections here. So this is section 1. This is section 1. Okay, so section 1 has 10 statements. Okay, so I'm unable to be kind. I'm going to function emotionally. Emotions, I fear, it's too much. Okay, 10. I'm unable to function emotionally is what I get. And are any of these so far resonating with you, Pat?
Yeah. Oh, sure, they are. Unable to function emotionally has caught my attention. I'm not sure I understand that, other than I do know I can't control my emotions. I also want to say, Lila, if I lose connection, which I may, can you continue? Will that work?
Yeah.
I'll just keep the phone open and then go in the archives?
Yes, sure. I can continue.
Thank you.
And,
thank you so much.
Certainly. And before you go, Pat, we'll wait till later. But yeah, no worries about continuing. As long as I start this, though, I have to say I have to finish it. Or at least if we get to a place where I've identified everything and I haven't released any energy, any emotions, that's okay. But if I start releasing emotions, then I have to finish it because I can't leave you hanging energetically.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens here.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Thank
there
you.
Another oh, yeah, of course. So there is another negative program. It's a pleasure to do this. I mean, I just did a session right before this, and I'm really excited
because
this is so powerful. This has been tremendous. So is there another? Yeah, there's another. Is it on the left side? Okay, is it insight, love, passion? Is it on the left side, right? Is it death, scarcity, getting time? That's a category here. And there are 3 sections. So this is section 1, 2, 3. So it's 2. I don't have enough. There's 8 statements here. First one is I don't have enough time. I don't have time. I don't have time for that. I never have time for myself. That's the one that tests strong, but I'm going to check the others. I want to move things more quickly. I can't do it now. I'm running out. I'll do it later. So I never have time for myself is the negative program. And it's the last negative program because there's usually up to 4. So, okay. Now I'm going to ask, are there any limiting beliefs? And yes, there are. So is this on the left side? Is it divine communication? This one's communication. Is it on the left side? Okay. Authority expression, is it? Communication has 4 subcategories. So authority, awareness, expression, and ego. And I found this limiting belief is under expression. And there are four statements, or four sections of statements. So is it section one, two, three, four? It's section three. All right, so is it one? Okay, actually one test strong, and that's just, I just can't talk about it. So I'm going to check the others just to make sure. Okay, so I just can't talk about it is what comes up. And keep in mind, this is a much lower level. And you know, if you've been working on yourself, or even if you haven't, these things may not be in your awareness, these limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
But, you know, even for people who have been working on themselves, these things are, they're old. They're from when you were a child, you know.
Right,
who remembers?
Right.
Some people remember a lot of things from their children, but not me. So far, not many people. Okay, so is there another limiting belief? Yeah. Is it on the left side? Is it divine communication power? Okay, back to survival. Is it on the left side? Right, is it? Okay, so I don't think I've read this one. This, the category of survival has six subcategories, and it's codependency, control, sabotage, safety, victim, and worth. And I got control. So is it section one, two, three, four? It's section one. Okay, we have anger gives me power. I can't commit. I can't accept the circumstance. I can't stand. You know. Okay, so what I got is I can't accept the circumstance. So, actually, I can't stand this was a close second, but it was kind of a weak yes. So I'm going to ask, is it I can't accept the circumstance, I can't stand this? Yeah, okay, so it's number three. All right, is there another limiting belief? I get no, okay. So now we're on to the faulty core belief, which is the root system of the tree.
Lila, so, I may lose you, but I'm going to keep my phone on and connect it to you.
All right, no worries. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep, you're welcome. All right, so we're looking for the faulty core belief. And let's see. Pardon me. Is this on the left side? Is it divine communication power? We're back to survival. On the left side, codependency, sabotage. All right, is it? Oops, open that up. Sabotage is seven sections, so there's a lot of, I'm sure we all know that sabotage we've done to ourselves, so it's no wonder there are seven sections in this one. So section one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, section three. All right, I'm so absent, there are 11 statements here. So I'm so absent-minded, everyone hates me, I'm always the last. Okay, I always mess things up. That's a faulty core belief right there. And then, I've got to ask, though, there may or may not be a faulty core identity. Is there? Yes, there is. Okay. So this is the soil that the tree has been growing in. So, is there a faulty core identity? Yes. Is it on the left side? Right. Insight, love, and passion. So it's passion. Okay. All right. So is this on the left side? Right. All right. So this one is, the subcategory is death. And is it section one? It's section one. Okay. So we have, I want to die. I'm dead inside. Death is cold. Death is devastating. He can kill me up. Okay. Pat, are you still with me? Or is she gone? Ah, okay.
Oh, she's still on the board.
Because I can't live without him, her. I was just wondering if that resonated. So I'm not sure if it's a him or a her. But I don't, I'm going to ask, does that matter? No. Because her subconscious will know what it is. I don't need to know. All right, so we have identified the tree, and everything is here. Okay, so is it safe to start with the associated balances? Yep. So the associated balances are basically going to be trapped emotions and other parts of the body code, things like, my mind is stuck. Okay, broadcast messages, idea allergies, reverberations, you know, anything like that, images, memories. So, and that's all part of the body code. Yeah, this does really well with visual, but hey, you know what? It'll be interesting to see if people pick this up when I do this. So the body code is another part of this whole system, and this works on the body. And the systems of the body and the energy of the body. So if there are categories for energy, circuits or systems, toxins, pathogens, misalignments, and nutritional lifestyle. So as a body code practitioner, I can go find out what the imbalances are anywhere in the body and release the imbalances so your body can go back to homeostasis, which is what it always wants to do. Our bodies are programmed to heal. And so with the body code, or at least with the belief code, how I use this here, it's basically going to be only energy. It could be somewhere else, but it's usually only energy. So, yeah, and that's where we're going is energy. And in fact, I realize I'm going to start with trapped emotions because those are the most common types of imbalances in the belief system, in the belief code. And so this is going to be very, very much like what I do on the air with the heart wall. I'm looking at a chart. I'm going to find out the emotion and release it. So let's see what we've got here. That was a column A, 2, 4. Okay, so I get anger is the first emotion. There's nothing we need to know. I'm releasing anger. Next one is depression. Okay, releasing depression. Next one is shame. Nothing we need to know. Releasing shame. Oops. So the next one is blaming. And there's nothing we need to know, right? Anything we need to know? Nope. Okay, releasing blaming. All right, the next emotion is fear. Nothing we need to know, releasing fear. Okay, another trapped emotion, frustration. There's nothing we need to know, so release frustration. Is there another trapped emotion? Yep. I'm getting depression again, and that's not unusual. You know, we can experience the same emotion many, many, many times, and it's just a different experience of that emotion. So the vibrational frequency is somewhat different. And Pat's subconscious knows what depression that is. So that can happen easily. All right, hopelessness is the next emotion. Nothing we need to know, so I'm releasing hopelessness. Okay, is there another trapped emotion? Yep. Okay. I'm getting humiliation. Yeah, you could consider trapped emotions to be the fertilizer of the tree. So it's like, it's so cool, ripping everything out and getting rid of it. And so far, the people I've worked with have had amazing results. So this is really an impressive modality. Okay, anxiety. All right, releasing anxiety. Despair is the next emotion. And there's nothing we need to know about despair. All right. Worry is the next one. Nothing we need to know. Releasing worry. Another trapped emotion, yep. Is it betrayal? Nothing we need to know there. Releasing betrayal. Yep, that's released. Unworthy. Nothing we need to know. Releasing unworthy. Is there another trapped emotion? I think we're getting close to the end of them now. I can get that feeling of light, things getting a little lighter. So the next one is worthless. Okay, nothing we need to know. So releasing worthless. Is there another trapped emotion? Okay, the next one is overwhelm. All right, nothing we need to know. Releasing overwhelm. Is there another trapped emotion? Nope, that was the last one. Okay, so now I'm going to switch over to the body code proper and ask, is there an associated imbalance that's not just trapped emotions that can be released now? And I get yes, so is it on the left side? It's an energy. Is it on the left side? Right, it's an allergy, so it's going to be an ideology. And ideologies are interesting because our subconscious mind makes associations with all kinds of oddball things. So as an example, you know, if you're walking, when you're a kid, or even not a kid, but if you're walking down the street and suddenly a dog comes at you, you know, and acts aggressively, from that point on, you're probably going to be afraid of dogs. So you can form an allergy to dogs because then every time you see a dog, you get afraid, you get frightened. So that allergy was created at that moment of fear when you encountered that dog that was barking at you, acting aggressively. And so that's the association. Every time you see a dog, it could be on television, you know, or in a movie or someone walking on the street, you're going to feel it. So we can release that ideology. And this can be from anything. They give the example of, you know, if you have a relationship that's gone bad and you have an ideology to your marriage, it'll be triggered every time you may smell your partner's perfume. Okay, that you don't know. The subconscious mind makes its own connections, and it's not logical. So we have to give up logic and reason when we're figuring this out. So let's see. We have an ideology here. Is it on the chart? It's not on the chart. Okay, so we're working on depression. If it's not on the chart, I have to be a little intuitive here. It helps to have the client with me, but that's okay. If I can get close to it, it'll probably release. So working on depression. I'm getting something, and it's hard to put into words. Something about being easy, or being at ease, or being content. Or confident? Contentment is on here. I can't be content. That's testing a strong, so I'm going to go with it. Okay, so we've got that. Is there an associate imbalance? Or is there anything we need to know? Nope. There is an associate imbalance, so that is likely to be trapped emotions. Let's see. It's an energy. Emotional. Trapped emotion. Yeah, common trapped emotion. All right. So this is common trapped emotion, column A, 2, 4. I get resentment. All right, nothing we need to know. Releasing resentment. Okay, is there another trapped emotion? Yep. All right, is it column A, B? Okay, I'm getting insecurity. Nothing we need to know, releasing insecurity. Next one is panic. Nothing we need to know, releasing panic. Is there another trapped emotion? Okay, this time I'm getting terror. And there's nothing we need to know with terror. Is there another trapped emotion, a common trapped emotion? Is there any other associated imbalance? There is not. So what I'm going to do, go back to the allergens and set the intention to release the faulty connection with the idea about not being able to be content. Okay, releasing that. Now, is there another? Okay, so is there another associated imbalance? There's something else here that I'm going to uncover. Is it on the left side? Yep, it's an energy. Is it on the left side? Right. Allergy, emotional, reverberation. Reverberation is like striking a bell, you know, and you have the echo or the reverb in the bell, you know, depending on the size of the bell, you strike it. You come back an hour later, it's still ringing. So that's sort of what this is like, emotional reverberation. All right, so let's see now. Now, emotional reverberation is basically an emotion that's ringing, but it's not trapped. It's not like, you know, what we've been doing, what we've been releasing so far. It's just that ringing in your body. So, emotional reverberation is okay. I'm getting grief. Let me see. Is there anything we need to know? Nope. So I'm going to release grief. All right. So is there another reverberation that can happen? Okay, there is. Okay. So is this in column A, B? 2, 4. Okay, depression. That may be why she can't get over herself. It's ringing in her body. So I'm now releasing that emotion, a reverberation. Is there another reverberation? There isn't. Okay, so those have been released. And we're going to find out if there's another. Hang on a second here. Oops. Okay. Is there another associated imbalance? No, there isn't. Cool. All right. So what we've done here is we found the tree, all the parts of the tree, including the soil, released associated imbalances. So these are all these energies that are specifically connected to this belief system. And then what I'm going to do is release each belief. But I first have to make sure it's safe to do so. I've had a case where it was not safe to release one of them, and I had to figure out why. Because I can't just, well, okay, I'm going to release it anyway. You can't do that. You got to find out why. And it turned out to be a small belief system under that particular statement. Really interesting. So wow. You always have to ask, yeah. This is actually very quite cool. Fascinating, I know. So I'm going to go through the list and ask, is it safe to release this? So is it safe to release? I'm always being blamed. Safe to release, I won't be able to trust myself. Safe to release, I am unable to function emotionally. Safe to release, I never have time for myself. Safe to release, I just can't talk about it. Safe to release, I can't accept the circumstance. Safe to release, I always mess things up. And safe to release, I can't live without him or her. No, that was a no. That's interesting. So safe to release that. Let me ask this question. Is this the correct faulty core identity? It still is. So what is it about this? Is there another belief system underneath this one? No. Okay. It's going a little beyond my knowledge at this point. As I have one more module to do, and I have to, you know, do some other stuff. So, but I can figure this out, I'm sure. So there's no, is there another associated imbalance underneath this one? Huh. Is it safe to release? A little conundrum here. Wow. Honestly, I'm not sure what to do in this case. Is there another belief system? Okay, can we use the body code? Can we use the body code to find out what this is? We use the belief code. So, okay, I'm going to use the body code to figure this out. Is this on the left side? No, it's on the right. Oh, this is interesting. So in the right column, there's pathogen, misalignment. Nutrition or lifestyle is under misalignment. Okay, is it on the left side? Is it under the left side? There's system, common misalignment, and chakra. Well, I'm wondering if it's a chakra. Yes. Cool. Okay. Wow. All right. So is this on the left side? Right. So this is all, it's got all seven chakras that we, you know, that we commonly look at. And on the right side, you've got solar plexus, sacral, and root. So it is the root chakra. Ah, okay. So the root chakra has an imbalance, which is keeping this from being released. All right, so I'm going to put this here. And is there an associated imbalance? Yes, there is. Okay. It's an energy. Emotional. Trapped emotion. Common trapped emotion. Okay. So is this... 2, 4, 6. Pride, shame, shock, unworthy. All right, so we have unworthy again. Not surprising. Unworthy is associated with the root chakra. Releasing the root, releasing unworthy. Is there another associated imbalance with the root chakra? No, that was it. That one emotion. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is realign the root chakra. Okay. So, is it now safe to release the faulty core identity? I can't live without him or her. Yes, I can now do that. Okay. So, what I'm going to be doing is just swiping the magnet over my head and just looking at or saying them. I'm always being blamed. I won't be able to trust myself. I am releasing. I'm unable to function emotionally. Releasing, I never have time for myself. Releasing the limiting belief, I just can't talk about it. Releasing the limiting belief, I can't accept the circumstance. Releasing the faulty core belief is I always mess things up. And releasing the faulty core identity, I can't live without him or her. Okay. So, has this belief system been completely released? It has. Cool. So there's one more thing I have to do, and that is to, for those who know something about computers, remember the thing we used to do called defragmenting. Now, it happens automatically now, but we used to have to do that, you know, if your computer's running slow and you had data all over the place, you had to defragment it, pull out the gaps, and unclose them up. So those gaps can be literally defragmented. It's like pushing books over on a bookshelf, you know, getting rid of all the gaps in the bookshelf. Or the other thing can be installing an empowering belief. So I'm going to ask her subconscious, what does it want? Okay, it wants to defragment. Okay, which is what it's going to do most of the time. Periodically, you know, I get somebody who needs a statement. So all I'm going to do is swipe the magnet over my head and set the intention to defragment the drive. I mean, that's funny. Her subconscious database. There we go. Okay. So that's it. That's a belief code session. And wow. I'm kind of impressed that I could do this on the radio.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Logistically, it seemed similar to the heart roll clearings, right? So very interesting.
Yeah, it is. But there's a lot of visual stuff, and when I work with clients, I really like to be transparent about what I'm doing. So when I'm on Zoom, you can see what I'm entering in. I have a worksheet that I'm putting all the information in, and then I have the app open on the other side. You can see it all. And it just works better that way for me to do it visually. But, hey, this is pretty good.
It's pretty darn good.
That's
and
amazing.
And what will be really interesting is when Pat can call back in. She's still on the board, but I guess she's had to mute herself. So we'll have to wait with bated breath for the epic feedback from the session and see what happened. Very exciting, though. Love the new modality. That's the first time on air. Woo.
Yeah, actually it is. I've just been blown away by how powerful this is. I've had a client who was in tears by the end of the session because of what I released, what I found for her. I'm like, it's amazing. I've been in awe for the last 2 weeks since I started working with people. And I don't have any information about it yet on my website. But if anybody's interested, if you go to discoverhealing.com, they have a page about it. And at some point, I will have it up on my website. I just have to go finish the course, and I will write up what I need to. But, this has been a really amazing month, really. It's been a month since I started the course. And, I'm excited to finish it, naturally.
Very cool stuff. Well, what we've got for the remainder of our time, which is not a lot, we've got a few emails with the heart wall clearing requests. So maybe we can get to a couple of those in our time.
Yeah.
First one is Sherry in New York.
Sherry, you said? Sherry?
Yeah.
Okay, Sherry in New York. Okay. And did she give her age or anything like that or not?
No.
Okay, no worries. No worries. Okay, so. All right, so I'm going to make sure I'm disconnected from Pat. That's kind of important. All right, so I'm setting the intention and connecting to Sherry. Okay, I'm connected. So is there a heart wall present? Yep, there is. Okay, how thick is it? It's above 600, but not 7, so 650, 80, 85, so 80, 81, 2, 682, okay. So now, let's see, is there a heart wall emotion we can release now? Yep. Okay, the first one is heartache. Is there anything we need to know? Nope. I'm going to release heartache. Another heart wall emotion. Yep. I get grief. Nothing we need to know about grief. I'm releasing that. Okay, now I get abandonment. Releasing abandonment. Okay, the next one is love and received. Okay, releasing love and received. Okay, the next one is despair. Releasing despair. The heart wall emotion, yep. Okay, it's vulnerability. Got it. Nothing we need to know. Releasing vulnerability. Okay, rejection. There's nothing we need there. Releasing rejection. Another heart wall emotion. Self-abuse. Oops. Self. All right. Nothing we need to know. Releasing self-abuse. Okay, low self-esteem. Releasing low self-esteem. Okay, the next one is unworthy. Nothing we need to now, releasing it worthy. Okay, another heart wall emotion. Yep, shame. There's nothing we need to know there. Releasing shame. Okay, discouragement. There's nothing we need to know. Releasing discouragement. Okay. Oops, I made a mistake here. Uh-oh. I think it was 682. Just deleted the heart wall number. Yep, 682. Okay.
Uh-oh.
My apologies about that. Okay, is there another heart wall emotion? Yeah. Okay, I'm getting blaming. Okay, the next one is effort unreceived. Okay. Where is this thing? I'm doing a spreadsheet in Excel, so you have to be careful where you put stuff. Okay, nothing we need to know. Releasing effort unreceived. Okay, is there another heart wall emotion? Nope. That was the last one. So now let's go here and find out. Okay, heart wall's gone down. Is it less than 650, 620, 600, less than 600, less than 550, nope, less than 580, that's great, that's huge, less than 580, okay, so less than 575, nope, so 577, a good number, okay, well, there we go, Sherry. You you lost over 100 feet, and that's quite impressive. Got to tell you, it doesn't often happen that way.
All right, well. And call back in next time if you can, or write back in. Either way, just keep chipping at that wall. So where's the final five, Mark, I think, thereabouts? This would be a good time to kind of jump in and do a kind of an overview of what recap of what happened today and wrap it all up and then some shameless self-promotion after that.
Okay, yeah, so this was quite unusual for me. I mean, I certainly did not expect to do a belief code session on the air, but we'll find out eventually how
you
Pat
know, it's,
is,
it's
how
funny
Pat
because
felt.
Usually we have nonstop back-to-back callers and we didn't have that today. It was literally meant to be. Very strange.
Exactly. Well, before I get on here, I connect to Source and my higher self, and I ask for that whatever shows up is for the highest good of all. I mean, basically, that's it. Also, that when I connect, I'm getting, you know, the clear information for the highest good of the person I'm working with. So I try to, you know, I'm constantly putting myself out of the picture because I'm just a channel. I'm the radio. You know, I'm picking up the signal and I'm interpreting it. So I cannot interfere with that. So I always ask for the highest benefit of all, and this is what showed up. So I have to say, this is probably for the benefit of all. This is a really powerful modality, and I think this is going to really change a lot of things. They released it in mid-November. So we're not even a month. We're not even a month from the release date. I think it was like the 14th of November. And that's when I purchased the course. Yeah. And I didn't go through the emotion code or the belief code this fast, I got to say. But us practitioners, we've all been waiting for this for like a year since they announced it. And I'm just thrilled. As I say, I've been in awe about that I can do this. And here's the thing, anybody can do this. Anyone out there who wants to help people heal, you can do this. You know, you just have to have that desire to help people heal their lives. And the courses are really well structured. They're easy. And if you can muscle test, that's the key thing here. If you can muscle test in some way that's rather fast, I use the finger in ring test. But, you know, people do ring and ring, or they, you know, you can do it with your fingers one-handed. People also do use the pendulum. I don't know how that works because I'm not good with a pendulum. But if you can muscle test and you want to help people, I would really seriously suggest looking into the emotion code. And the emotion code is really an easy way to get into this because there's the book. And you can start the emotion code just on yourself and your family just from the book. And if you really want to become a practitioner, you get certified. And to my mind, the cost of certification is really low. I mean, hopefully they're not listening to this. But, you know, given the benefit that we can deliver by helping people with this, and you charge, you know, a nice sum of money because you need to get reciprocated for the energy you're expending. So you charge a decent amount of money per session, you're going to make that back in no time at all. So it's like it's an investment in yourself in the future. So, yeah, it's amazing, amazing modality, all of them. And selfless self-promotion here. Well, my name is Lila. I own Whole Heart Alchemy, and the website is wholeheartalchemy.net, and you can contact me there. There's a contact form, and I have a free 15-minute discovery call. So if you want to find out more about me and about what I can do to help you, you can connect through that. And I have coupon codes for listeners of News for the Soul. And there's a 10% discount on all services with NFTS10. And if you want to go whole hog, and let's say you want to do heart wall clearing, or you want to just get a multiple session package, that's 10% off, and the code is NFTSHW10. So there you go.
Beautiful. And we've got that all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Thank you, Lila. As always, it was a great adventure on the air, clearing some energy and a cool show today. Very glad that you were able to bring the new modality. Looking forward to more next time.
And everybody, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa. I don't know. Any other holidays? Just, whatever you do. Have a good holiday and bring in that light. You know, those holidays are all about light. So let's bring it in.
All right. Bring it in.
Yeah.
All right, Lila.
All right.
Be well.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next time.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.